Thanks for contacting customer support. Mike speaking. How may I assist you?
Yeah, my name is Ronald Jenkins. I got a text from Bank of America a few minutes ago stating that I had been charged a fee of $59.89. And they gave me this phone number that I'm calling.
This is a third-party customer service agency. I can look into the account and see who you have an account with. May I have your zip code?
23430.
Your first and last name?
Ronald Jenkins.
Yes, sir. I see on the 8th, which is today, you completed a survey.
A survey with who? I didn't make any kind of purchase of $59.89.
Did you complete a survey, sir?
I went on Facebook and
yes, sir. Let me explain this to you. You went on Facebook. You you did a survey for a Shell ZEA gas card, and you agreed to the terms and conditions stating that you will be enrolling in a monthly subscription weight loss planner app in order to get a discounted rate to be entered in that sweepstakes to win that gas card. You didn't read the terms and conditions that you agreed to.
Well, I evidently agreed to something that I didn't know what I was doing. Can you cancel it?
Give me one second. Yes, sir. I have you canceled out of this subscription, and you receive that refund in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Would you like a cancellation code?
Yes, ma'am.
C as in Charlie, 920-831-531. That's C as in Charlie, 920-831-531.
You say 920?
831-531.
920-831-531.
Yes, sir.
Is that a
cancellation code? Confirm that you have been canceled and refunded. If you need to call back, that will be the code you will give them if you don't receive your refund in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so you have canceled this $59.89 charge?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.